What attracted you to take this job?
You know, it's kind of interesting. I was feeling a change, a shift happening over at mental health, and I actually told my husband, "Hey, I feel like, I don't know what's next, but I feel like this is coming to an end on this side." And we just said, "You know what? Let's just wait and see what happens, and we'll take a day at a time." And then the next day, I had this opportunity to fall in my lap. It was kind of interesting how I just talked about it, and then this fell in my lap, and I was like, "Well, what's it gonna hurt? Well, let's walk through the door until it shuts in our face," and it never did. And so I just kept on walking, and here I am.
What's it been like learning the ropes and getting started on this job in this weird time that we're in now?
Yes, well, it has been very challenging, but I accept challenges, and I love to grow and to learn. And I say, "You know what? If I can make it through this, then I got it. We're good." But yeah.
Yeah. Is the chamber director's job changing since we're in such a pandemic time? Is your role going to be different than what your predecessors did, or?
You know, I feel like it's definitely you have to be more creative, thinking outside of the box, considering where we're at in this time. And my heart is for the businesses during this time. I do, we all go through tough times in our lives, and this is definitely a tough season for everyone. And if I can offer any assistance to the businesses within the community, again, serving, that's what I long to do, is to help in that aspect.
And assuming the pandemic continues a while longer without a vaccine or anything like that, how do you approach future years and the loss of tourism if that continues and other issues like that?
You know, I think that's where we have to be creative and try to find an outlet for these businesses. And again, how can we as a chamber support them through advertisement with the web and KFSK and newspaper and, encourage people to shop local? Yeah, it's one of those years we have to be creative. We have no choice but to think outside the box.
Are you looking at different ways to approach public events or anything like that that are happening?
You know, it's so hard because we've gone without Mayfest and 4th of July. We've done the best that we could in those, and our next one is the Christmas tree lighting. I have a few ideas brewing in my mind, a couple of options to choose from. If one doesn't go one way, then we have an option B. I think that we can make it the best that we can to pull the community together during that time. So I am excited about that.
Did I miss anything important?
I definitely enjoy coming into the office every day and plowing away and seeing what we can do and how we can make, things better. Like I said, I love serving the community. And as far as I'm concerned, this is where our family will stay. And we're gonna plant our roots and allow our kids to finish high school. So I'm here for a long haul. I don't plan on just up and leaving anytime soon. So that's exciting to see that, because I do believe that hard work pays off and it doesn't happen in a month or two. So it definitely, I have, a road ahead of me, just to navigate through things and learn the process and how things work. And once I get all that underneath my feet, it's gonna be like a rocket.
And I've noticed too in the last month or two as well, the town is definitely not shut down. There are new people coming to town. There are visitors here scattered as it is, and there is business happening.
There is. Yeah, there absolutely is. And we have phone calls, because I also help with the visitor center, and we have people from out of town that call and are very respectful of our town. What are your protocols? How do you suggest that we go about this? So there have been, and it's been great because I've been able to encourage, "Hey, this is where we are at as a community. This is what we highly encourage too." And a lot of them have been very respectful of that. So that's been encouraging to hear as well.